Dallas One post-race podcast with Justin Brayton. First of all, JB, I'm surprised you came back at a race that Weege wasn't at. I thought you would coordinate this better with him, you know, but hey, whatever.
Yeah, I thought he was coming, actually. You know,
there we go. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought he was going to be here.
He was saying that before the Daytona, he's like, he's not racing Daytona. We already have Daytona. We need Dallas. You know, why would we come back at Daytona? So
we're not done with Dallas yet. We got two more.
Right. You didn't show a lot of your characteristic speed as far as like the raw speed today. Your first race back, and then late in the main event, looked like it caught up to you. Isn't it crazy, JB? You didn't miss that much time. You didn't get that hurt, but it's just tough to jump in right now.
It is crazy. Yeah, just the intensity. I'm missing like a few tenths here and there. And it's like, yeah, it's crazy. But I missed what, 3 weeks or so, but wasn't really able to do anything in that time. And yeah, you just lose that edge. You lose that little bit of extra fitness. And the biggest thing is like, I cannot hit the deck. So I'm trying everything I can to not crash with it, which isn't good. I'm not out there like riding super cautious. I'm just like, okay, you need to get through this one, get a solid 20 minute moto under you. The most laps I did. So I rode on Monday and I did like 4 laps in a row. And, that was about all I did. And then I rode press and I actually felt pretty good on press. So or at press day yesterday.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think, it was good to show up and at least get some time under our belt.
Yeah. You got to start somewhere, right?
Totally. Yeah.
Ribs. It's your ribs, right? And that is not an easy injury to heal.
It's not. It's really difficult. That's what's weird is, so I broke 2 ribs and a small puncture in my lung. But what hurts the most was I tore the cartilage on both sides of my sternum.
Oh, okay.
Along with the ribs. So the ribs actually aren't that bad. I actually would have been able to race Daytona, I think, with just the ribs, but the sternum. So on each side of your sternum, you have all the cartilage, and then it turns to bone. And I ripped that cartilage, and that hurts. Like, it's to take any case or over jump or anything, like to do a push up basically is next to impossible. So, yeah, got to start somewhere, and, happy that I showed up, but you're right. Yeah, I didn't have that little bit extra today. So hopefully I have it Tuesday.
Yeah, exactly. You didn't go 3-4 in that rhythm. That's my first sign that something was up with JB right there.
I did it in the main, though.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay. I didn't see you do it.
Yeah, I started doing it in the main.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's an odd spot to start doing it in the main.
I know, right? But what's funny is the reason I didn't want to do it is because that pocket was pretty tight, and I'm like, if I just overshoot it a little bit, just that you know, you land right into the face of the fourth one, and then I just didn't know how much my chest would be able to take today. But then in the main, I'm like, all right, you just need to go for it. So yeah, I did it probably a handful of times or so in the main. It was actually pretty easy.
Oh yeah, it didn't look hard, especially for a guy like you, where that's where I was like, oh, JB must be, you know, must be not feeling it. But I was stoked on the I said this to a couple of guys tonight, but I've stoked on the track when I walked in. It looked cool. It had a split lane. It had big bowl turns. It had some cool obstacles. That first turn with the little burn. Like, I thought it was really neat and imaginative for what we've been seeing, but it did not turn out that way. It was fast, and it was hard to do anything.
Yeah, and what's weird is just with the prep job. So all through practice, we have like 5 or 6 ruts in every turn, which makes for a really good racing because you can rail, you can cut down, you can go through the middle. And then, it just seems like when they prep, which they need to prep. I'm not saying they shouldn't. But then there gets no ruts in the turn. So then everyone's just like sliding the rear, and then, you can't really cut down that well. And it kind of makes for a, I don't want to say one line, but I'm with you. Like the layout as far as just long lanes, 180s, obviously that makes for some really good racing. And this dirt, though, is really tricky. Like it gets so slick. It's actually crazy how slick it gets. So.
Right. Can you imagine by next Saturday what it's going to be like?
I know, right? I know. I thought about that.
Yeah. Cool, man. Thanks, JB, for this. Appreciate it.
Yep.
And we'll see you Tuesday.
Cool. Thanks, Steve. See ya.